Good. Emily, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm making do in the best of circumstances, I guess.
You know what? I feel like that's all you can do right now. It's just try to have a positive attitude even when you want to not.
Yeah, and if not, there's always wine.
Oh, there is always wine. Story of my life for the past 3 months.
I think that's a story of a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, you just sort of start pushing the limits because you're like, well, another glass can't hurt.
Exactly, and I mean, they deliver it to your doorstep now, which is amazing.
I know. It's so unbelievably convenient.
I know. Once all of this lifts, I really hope that policy stays. I like the delivery.
I like the delivery of everything. I mean, now you're like, well, I can't go to the store to get that. And you're like, man, Amazon has everything.
Yep.
You can get booze delivered. Everything you want.
Yeah. I love it, especially bars around here. I mean, Nova Scotia has some pretty stringent liquor laws, and this was never a thing before. But now, from restaurants, you can order beer with your meal, and they'll deliver you a six-pack and chicken wings.
Oh, now that sounds like a dream.
I know, right? It's great.
That's great. Yeah, there's a place near us is doing takeout margaritas, and you can get them in, like, a 32-ounce jug. Take them home and drink them away.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's amazing. It's probably not so good for your liver, but who cares?
Yeah. As long as, yeah. You know, it's in moderation, I guess. I don't know.
Moderation,
yeah. So you do have a song, Wine. What is the story behind your song, Emily?
So, you know, this is a song I've been writing in Nashville for sort of professionally for 6 years, and the first time I did a pitch meeting for me as an artist, this song came forward, and I just, like, dove on it. Like, I just was like, I need to have this song, because it felt so me, so my lifestyle, and so what my friends and I like to do together.
Mm-hmm.
So we recorded it, and it just felt like it fit, and then it felt like this was kind of the right time to have a song about wine, because everyone was at home drinking.
That is perfect. Now, with all the craziness of the coronavirus, how has that had an impact on your music?
You know, I feel like at first it was pretty hard because you kind of grieved the loss of all the fun summer that was going to have all the shows and stuff. And so it was like, oh man, a bit of a bummer at first. And then I kind of settled into it, and I've been more creative than usual, which has been really nice. So, like, writing a lot more music and recording some, and with my fiance has a studio in the back, so we've been working a lot on new music for me, which has been great. And, you know, getting creative in other ways too, which has been really nice.
That's awesome. Now, with all the changes that have happened, what good things have you noticed from it all?
You know, I think it's amazing the impact on the environment. Like how since people have stayed home and the smog has gone down, the air is cleaner. You know, the environment is really taking a nice break from all of us humans existing on it. And I also think it's bringing people closer together, even though you can't see them. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are reaching out so much more on FaceTime and all of these apps where you can just connect, and I'm definitely connecting with my family, you know, at least a few times a week, which is so fun. And you hop on these apps and then other people join, and you're just like always having kind of a happy hour. So I think in a way, because we're all in it together, it's bringing us closer.
Yeah, it really has. And thank being thankful for technology that we can do this and FaceTime and Zoom, and, you know, it keeps even the music industry running, because I know a lot of people have been doing Zoom rights and everything like that.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing in disguise, really.
Blessing in disguise. And the Zoom rights are a bit of an adjustment, because, like, if there is a lag time and you're kind of singing a melody or trying to write a lyric, it's like a hair awkward. But if you've written with these people before and you know them, you're like, man, this is all weird, but we're in the same boat together and we got to pivot. So it's been really fun.
Have you figured out any new hobbies or anything during quarantine?
I've been starting to learn Spanish.
Oh.
It's been really fun. So that's kind of like a 30 minutes a day trying to, on this app, Duolingo, which has been fabulous. And then I've been cooking a lot. And what else have I learned? You know what? I wanted to learn the bass. That was something I wanted to do, but that's kind of taking a backseat. So maybe after this call, I'll whip the bass out and start learning more.
Well, I look forward to seeing a video on Facebook. You say you're learning some cooking. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh my gosh. Well, last night I made this excellent pasta. Well, was it excellent? I mean, I thought it was excellent. A pasta with like a tomato with like a bunch of random stuff in it, all kind of leftovers from the kitchen or from the fridge, and it turned out pretty excellent.
Awesome. I love a good pasta.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you're looking forward to doing once restrictions get lifted?
Oh, I want to go home and I want to see my family. So they're all on the island, Victoria, and I miss them all so much. So the second this all gets lifted, I'm flying home and I'm going to spend a couple weeks with them for sure.
Oh, that's the sweetest. Emily, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you and your loved ones stay safe. Love the new tune, Wine. And if when things get all lifted and everything, if you ever find yourself on the East Coast, please come visit us at Hot Country.
You bet. Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Emily.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.